Harper Audio presents Wanderers by Susan Kim and Lawrence Clavin, performed by Laura Knight Keating. Part 1. Chapter 1. A ravaged street ran through what was once a bustling suburb. There were no signs of life, even the treetops were motionless, etched in black ink against a dirty yellow winter sky. A flicker of movement broke the stillness. It came from a hedge by the side of the road, overgrown and dying, its tangled branches spilling onto the sidewalk. The foliage trembled again, and a moment later, a girl in battered sunglasses and a torn red hoodie emerged from its depths. She wore a leather quiver across her thin chest, and a fiberglass bow dangled from her hand. It was a January morning, and so the air was relatively cool. Even so, Esther's throat was parched, and she could feel sweat trickling down her back. She had been tracking her prey for nearly 2 hours, and it was painstaking work. This kind of patience, careful and focused, had never been her strength. She preferred action, and as unskilled as she was at killing, she was tempted to rush forward now and attempt an attack. Yet there was too much at stake to fail, so she forced herself to remain still. Her target was across the street. It was a large animal, shaggy with gray, bristled hair, a feral pig that was making its way past the abandoned houses that lined the street, grunting as it rummaged for food. This was a rash choice, the girl knew. Even to an experienced hunter, a pig was formidable prey, surprisingly fast for its size and dangerous when cornered. But such a beast could feed her family and friends well for weeks, and what Esther lacked in hunting skill, she could make up for in stealth. Or at least she hoped. Moving noiselessly in her shredded sneakers and staying upwind so the animal wouldn't catch her scent, Esther managed to keep distant pace as the pig continued to root its way through the trash that spilled from open doorways and abandoned cars. She only moved when the animal was distracted, when it paused to nose through the sections of broken pavement that exposed tree roots and red clay. At such moments, she tried to imitate one of the many cats owned by her friend Joseph, moving in tiny yet swift increments, freezing after each time. Even so, it seemed impossible to get close enough to draw an accurate bead on her target, much less get off a good shot. Esther had only 3 precious arrows with her, spindly feathered shafts that were so weightless she had to keep checking her quiver to make certain they were still there. She would likely need all 3 to finish the job, and that was only if she was lucky enough to immobilize the animal with her first shot. And arrows were growing rarer by the day. As if it could hear her thoughts, the pig now raised its head and Esther again froze. She could see its tufted ears twitching as it gazed around. Its obsidian eyes seemed to slide over her, unseeing. Then, with a grunt, the creature turned and ambled past the overgrown yard and into the woods that lay behind the house. Across the street, Esther swore under her breath. But there was perhaps still hope. The pig was trotting, not galloping. That meant it wasn't frightened. Clearly, it hadn't seen her. Gritting her teeth, Esther took off across the street in pursuit. The small forest was carpeted with dead leaves and household trash, piles of moldering clothes and filthy and broken bits of furniture and plastic. It was as if the garbage had leaked out of the house it surrounded like putrescence oozing from a dead thing. In addition, the woods were choked with vines and fallen branches, making it difficult to navigate. Still, it wasn't hard to guess where the pig was headed. Esther could hear the steady sounds of its progress in the distance, twigs snapping, leaves swishing. Feeling reckless, she put on speed, and it was a pleasure to move swiftly, to hurdle dead trees and push past branches that whipped her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?